confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hello and welcome in. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa for game five of a six-game series. The Lansing Lugnuts on the Dayton Dragons, and yesterday was wild. The Lugnuts trailed 14-1 going to the bottom of the eighth inning, but there they rallied against a pair of Dayton relievers, Miles Gaiman and Array Franzen. And that's important because the relievers and their wildness helped the Lugnuts score 9 runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. But in the bottom of the ninth, Franzen bore down, and he secured the Dayton Dragons' 14-10 win. It was not quite a rout. It turned into a very different game from the one that started. But in essence, that's what we have seen a lot throughout this series. A strong starting pitching performance for Dayton, and then the Lansing offense explodes late in the game. Let me welcome in Adam Jaxa right now. Adam, we understand, in the first inning, Dayton scores, and then in the middle to the late innings, here come the Lansing Lugnuts. What are you expecting today?
Well, status quo, I think. It has been, as you mentioned, pretty much the same. Dayton has scored in every first inning. Lansing has scored in the middle innings, and Dayton has won two. Lansing has won two. It was a wacky one last night that produced 24 runs after it was 14-1. And you come into the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, with this series on the line. We'll see if it's a split or if someone can take two and win this thing.
Starting pitching matchup today, Jared Lyons goes to the mound for Dayton, Jake Garland for Lansing. Who do you believe that favors?
Well, the numbers say it favors the Lugnuts. Garland has been exceptional to start the year. He really struggled last year. He has not given up an earned run yet here in 2024. So can he continue that? He's worked 9 strikeouts, only has had 3 walks. His stuff has looked good, and now we'll see if he can put it out there again tonight at home. Lansing needs a bounce back after they struggled. It was 5-0 after 2 innings in last night's game.
Well, one of the big Lansing Lugnuts hitters all year has been Will Simpson, and I had the chance to catch up with him earlier today. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts quarter infielder Will Simpson. Will, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's introduce you to Athletics fans, because right now, if you look on the Midwest League leaderboard, there's your name everywhere. How do you feel the season has begun?
It's off to a great start, you know, just staying consistent with my routines, staying disciplined in my approaches that I have going up to each at-bat, and that's about it, just trying to be as consistent as possible.
You're leading the league with 18 walks. How much of that is your approach? How much is the cold weather? How much of that is pitchers pitching around you?
Yeah, you know, I think it might be a little combo of everything. Just being really aware of what pitchers are trying to do and what pitches are trying to make, and also just being having the ability to spit on stuff and take my walks when needed, and not getting too swing happy, and just being really disciplined to my plan and my approach.
Your first 2 home runs this year, the first unofficial, the exhibition against Michigan State, grand slam.
Yeah.
And then your first official home run, grand slam.
Yeah.
How many grand slams have you now hit in your life?
I think 4. I think it's only four. I think it's at 4. I hit my first collegiate grand slam my senior year last spring. That was my first professional one, so pretty good.
Pitcher can't pitch around you with the bases loaded.
No, they cannot. I like that.
Let's go back to Washington State. You're one of 4 brothers. Does everybody in the family play baseball?
So my older brother played baseball. He played at Bucknell University, a small school, Patriot League school in Pennsylvania. And then he grad transferred to Long Beach State. But me and him are only baseball players.
Yeah.
My 2 little brothers attend Washington State University just as students. So, yeah.
They attend Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Washington Husky.
Yes.
How does that go over with the family?
Not well. I don't wear anything Washington State related. I'll only wear the the colors to support them. No logos, no Cougar logos. I'll only wear the colors. And we made that agreement when they decided to attend that school.
I mean, that's what they signed up for.
Exactly, exactly. I will always support them no matter what, but I will not support their school.
As a baseball player, was there a guy that you were patterning yourself off of as you grew up?
Yeah, you know, I really liked Mark Trumbo. I was a big fan of him because he played in Seattle for a little bit. I got to watch him play. But I just kind of like the bigger body, the big swing. I was really a fan of him. You know, not as often as I would like to. Gosh, we were always busy running around and stuff like that, but kind of got more as later years into high school during summertime and stuff like that. We would make some trips out there.
You put yourself on the map in high school, especially for your power. The Pirates drafted you after your senior year. Mm-hmm. Was that a difficult decision to turn them down and attend UW?
Yeah, it was a very difficult decision. But my family and I just felt like it was the right thing to do to go to school, get my education, get my degree, and just kind of develop more as a player and a person.
How did you develop?
I got a lot stronger, kind of shed the baby fat a little bit, got a lot stronger, a lot faster, and just my understanding of the game developed a lot more.
About getting stronger, do you now know when you hit it if it's going to be a home run or not?
I do. I'm happy to say that I do. It's got to go out the right, like the one against Lake County, didn't quite know. Because yes, usually when I hit them, I know they're gone.
Have you gone through different home run traps?
You know, I
let's say an even speed home run trap. Not go too fast, not turn back distance, right that slug into the infield. At first base, the pleasure of having
playing a good defensive first base.
I think it's a lot more than people think. You know, your defensive members are relying on you to make the play and kind of pick them up when needed. But, you know, it's just ball security is pretty much all what it is, making sure you complete the catch and get the guy out.
I enjoyed asking you about an infielder throwing a catchable ball. Mm-hmm. Have you had guys throw cutters or two-seamers over to you?
You know, no. These guys are freaking awesome. They present a good ball every single time, so no problems there.
Let's go back. You get drafted by the A's. Did you see that coming? Did you have any thought, Oakland is going to be the team to give me a call?
You know, it's a funny story about that. I had no idea. I was actually talking to my parents on the phone, and I get a text from a buddy of mine saying congrats, and I was like, congrats for what? And then I run downstairs, and my buddies are going crazy because they had the draft on, and they're like, dude, you just got picked. I'm like, what? What just happened? And then Jim Kaufman, the area scout up in the Northwest, gave me a call a few minutes later and told me. So I was caught off guard for sure. I had no idea.
I mean, there's a pipeline. There was Joe Demers. Mm-hmm. Stevie Emanuels is doing great things.
Yes.
I mean, UW Huskies, you go from the purple and gold to the green and gold.
I love it. I love it. I love the gold consistency there. Yeah.
When the A's drafted you, did you have a sort of conversation of this is what we expect you to be or this is what we'd like you to work on?
You know, not too much initially. But those conversations were had as I got down to Arizona and kind of got into Stockton last year. Main focus was just kind of lowering the launch angles a little bit, lowering the chase and the whiff, just as any baseball player wants to do.
Hang on, I see how high you launch it. What was your launch angle and what is it now?
I have no idea, actually. I don't really check into that stuff.
It just happens.
It just happens. It happens, yeah.
That's awesome. Have you seen the difference with you lowering it and getting base hits?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think with my power, I can get a lot. I got a lot more success on a lower launch angle because I can just find holes and stuff like that and can beat defenders. So I think it's working out really well.
It's not just power. It's hitting as a whole. And we talked about your play discipline. I first saw your name when the A's drafted you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept seeing your name in the box scores. What a great pro debut. How was that last year?
It was a lot of fun. I absolutely love the whole professional baseball, everything about it. I was very fortunate to be drafted with a great group of guys. We have really good friendships. And then when I got to Stockton, it was a great group of guys there, and continued those friendships here. So it's been really fun.
I'm going to get to the guys with my next question.
Okay.
But this question is, you enter pro ball. Mm-hmm. It's a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
Did you ask anybody for advice? Hey, how should I pack? Hey, what's it going to be like?
You know, Stevie Emanuel is actually one of the guys that I asked because, I mean, he would know better than anyone with the A's and everything like that. So I had a few questions for him, and then, just other teammates that I've had who've got drafted in previous years.
What a good dude. Like, as an aside, I'm so glad that he's meeting with the success.
Yes, Stevie is the best. I spent a lot of time with him this offseason. We were training at UW together, and he's just an amazing human being.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wait, up in UW, okay, I'm putting off the boys' question for just one more. Mm-hmm. That's cold weather baseball like here, right?
Yes, it is. I was very used to the cold weather when we got here, so that wasn't too much of a change.
Have you told the guys, here's my secret?
Yeah. No, you know, it's just, I try and stay as warm as possible. I might even go out there with two layers on, with two double long sleeves. I do not like being cold, so I like staying warm. But, yeah, I've learned a thing or two. Just got to keep the body moving for sure.
Guys, the secret is when it's cold, just warm.
Just warm. That's all you got to do. You see guys out here with short sleeves, like, what the heck are you doing? Are you trying to stay cold the whole game? Crazy.
And he's from Miami.
Yes.
Okay, now to these guys, because this is fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm watching you and Henry in Lake County. You got the day off, mm-hmm. and you're just cheering your heads off from the dugout.
Of course.
What is this clubhouse like?
Oh, it's awesome. We have a great group of guys. But it all starts with Conk as well, just bringing awesome vibes, awesome energy, and that really trickles down to the rest of the guys in the clubhouse. But we just love coming to the field. We love getting our work in, and we just love being around each other.
Yeah, what is Conk like as a manager?
Oh, he's the best. He's always uplifting. He gives a lot of great advice, kind of on the mental side of the game as well. But he's great.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Back to UW briefly. In the classroom, what did you study? What was your major?
I was a communications major.
Wait, you should be interviewing me.
I know, right? Maybe I should.
Communications in like what area?
It wasn't an area. It was just communications.
Yeah.
Degree. Yeah. Yeah.
Were there any great classes?
You know, I had a gosh, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was online because of the whole COVID thing like that. So I didn't really get the full experience, but I did have some awesome journalism classes and stuff like that.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, you're taking over my job on a road trip.
No, you're great at your job, Jesse. I don't need to take over your
job. It's early. Don't want to be in mid-season form yet.
Yeah.
My final question is this. Besides the classroom, besides baseball, what else are you great at? What else do you enjoy?
You know, I like playing video games. I do. But I'm just a baseball guy through and through. I've always been a baseball guy. I just love everything about it. Absolutely everything. There's not one thing I would change.
Now the Colby Halter question of the interview. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be like over there at third base?
You know, I'm excited. It's going to be a good time. It's been a while since I played over there, but I'm really excited to get after and hopefully make a few good plays out there.
Did you borrow a glove?
I am having to borrow a glove, yes.
Whose glove?
I'm using Jake Garland's Miami glove. So if you see a little Hurricane logo out there, that is his glove.
Well, you're rocking these guys like a Hurricane.
Yeah,
so
I love it.
Will, thank you very much for taking the time
today.
Jesse.
I appreciate it.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kyle III down with the national anthem to get us started tonight. It's game 5 of 6. The Lansing Lugnuts hosting the Dayton Dragons. One of 2 straight weeks at Jackson Field. The Dragons come in 8-11 tonight, and the Lugnuts 9-10. Dayton won 14-10 last night. Lansing won the 2 nights before that. Dayton won the series opener. So the weekend to decide who wins this series. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the play-by-play man to take over the voice of the Nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
On this 79-degree day, Adam Jaxa, let's introduce you to the defense. In the outfield first, and right, Brian Guelbas. In center field, Henry Bolte. And in left field, Cameron Masterman. Around the infield now, Will Simpson. Subject of the pregame interview is at first base. At second base, Colby Halter. Aribe Alanales plays short, and Jose Escorche is over at third. The catcher is Carlos Amaya, making his first start behind the plate this year. And the man he's working with, Adam, that brings us to him. The right-hander out of the University of Miami, Jake Garland. What are his keys?
I think just keep doing what he's been doing. He hasn't given up an earned run yet tonight, yet this season, so hopefully that continues tonight.
Down to the field. Two boys saying play ball. They seemed apathetic. And here we go. Our home plate umpire, Shin Koishizawa. Our bases umpires, Connor McKenna. The Dayton Dragons will lead off with center fielder Jay Allen II. Batting second, second baseman Carlos Jorge. Heading third, the third baseman, Sal Stewart. Hector Rodriguez in left field is the cleanup hitter. First baseman Ruben Ibarra bats fifth. Kate Hunter in right field bats sixth. Batting seventh, DH Ethan O'Donnell. Shortstop Leo Balcazar in eighth, and catcher Logan Tanner ninth. And the first offering at 6:04 p.m. 1 minute early, lifted to right by Allen. Put away by Brian Guelbas. And on one pitch, one out for Jake Garland. Adam, I think one of the chief questions is, can the Lugnuts, can Jake and the defense keep Dayton from scoring in the top of the first inning?
A dollar deal night. You want to put a dollar on it?
I would not. Here's Carlos Jorge, and he takes a fastball high. I say to you, no, sir. The wind of the pitch. Jorge drives it foul left side. Coming off a game yesterday in which he had 2 doubles and a homer, and he knocked in 4. Adam, is Jorge or a different Dragon your spotlight hitter? The rock and the pitch. Down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Hector Rodriguez batting in the 4 spot, Jesse.
H-Rod. Hitter's pitch. Bounce foul at home. Jake Garland has a lot of pitches in his repertoire. So if you're Carlos Amaya, the catcher, you have to understand how to signal for the fastball, the sinker, the cutter, the knuckle curve, the slider, the splitter. At what point do you go to your other hand? Just take off the catcher's mitt. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Jorge. 1 out, nobody on, no score. The Miami Hurricane lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Off speed to strike him out. You hear the sirens in the background. There's an ambulance that is speeding north on Larch Street to our right. Past the ballpark as Garland offers. And the first offering to Sal Stewart, chopped on a high hop. Third baseman Escorche snares, firing to Simpson at first. The out recorded. The inning over. A couple of first pitch outs sandwiched around the K. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Hey, look, no runs for Dayton.
How about that?
To the bottom of the first inning, Dayton nothing. Lansing coming up against Jared Lyons.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Perfect top of the first inning for Jake Garland. Now here's your Lugnuts starting nine in the bottom half. Second baseman Colby Halter leads off. He has led off every single game this year. And for the Lugnuts, it's game number 20. Batting second, center fielder Henry Bolte. The number three hitter is the first baseman Will Simpson. Right fielder Brian Guevas hits cleanup with the DH Danny Bautista Jr. batting fifth. Batting sixth, shortstop Aribio Anales. Left fielder Cameron Masterman hits seventh. Catcher Carlos Amaya eighth. And batting ninth, third baseman Jose Escoche. First pitch, Jared Lyons misses high. Ball one to open things up. Right-handed pitcher against the left-handed swinging Colby Halter. Adam, ready your spotlight nuts. Here's the 1-0. Halter takes it at the knees and strike called. What are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a bolt of energy.
Are you sure that it's not a bolty of energy?
I think it might be.
The 1-1 rides high. Two balls and a strike on Halter.
Henry, the spotlight hitter I am. Henry, the spotlight hitter I am.
You're on deck. Hitters get 2-1, sails up and away to Jared Lyons, making his fourth start of the year in 11 innings. 13 strikeouts, you'll love that if you're Dayton. He has walked nine batters. There's the 3-1. Strike two called, outside corner, and the count is full. Colby Halter is second in the league in drawing walks behind his teammate Will Simpson. 3-2 on Colby Halter. 17 walks and 26 strikeouts in 19 games. He sees a lot of pitches, and he's done it again. No score. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Jared Lyons starts things up with the K. 93 at the top of the zone. Here's Adam's spotlight hitter. It's Henry Bolte who digs in. Righty, righty, no score. And the pitch. Down and away. One ball and no strikes. Why did you choose Henry?
I wanted to see a bolt in the offense tonight, Jesse.
Oh. I thought you were just being funny. Bolte rips it down the left side. How about that lightning strike? Fair down the line, off to the corner. Bolte sprints for second. He arrives in as Rodriguez lobs in a short. Would you take a double?
Look who's laughing now.
You know, it's not he who laughs first. It's he who laughs last.
How about that right there? Yeah, you just take him, Jesse, because he seems like a good pick to go off tonight. I mean, he has been so good at the top of the order when he puts bat to ball. What a great swing that was.
Took a 94-mile-an-hour fastball in and rifled it. Here's Will Simpson, runner at second, one out, no score. Lyons offers, buried it. One ball, no strikes.
And the other reason you can't pick Will Simpson every night.
It would be understandable, though. He has reached base in each of his first 17 games with the Lugnuts. He's hitting .375, second in the league. Lyons to the plate. Down and in again, two balls, no strikes. He leads the league in walks because, Adam, this happens. Pitchers are so careful with him. First base is open after all.
I mean, yeah, would you want to pitch to this guy?
No, sir. He has tormented Dayton in this series. He's tormented everybody. Bolte runs, the pitch grounded foul. And Montgomery gracefully head first into third, and now back to second.
You think they go obligatory if I run, I gotta dirty the jersey, even though it's a foul ball?
Not everybody.
Just Henry Bolte.
He just explodes into the bag. He was there. You know how a pitcher sometimes time is called late and the pitcher can't stop the momentum?
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you're a base runner, you can't stop. You can't stop right in the middle of racing over to third base. Okay. 2-1. Hitter's cap. The pitch to Simpson. Real deep down the right field line, but foul. 2-2.
Well, that is where we're looking tonight. Out to right field. How many times have we said this so far through Lansing's first 11 home games? The wind is blowing at 20 miles an hour out to right field. So if you're a righty, can you send it the other way? If you're a lefty, can you pull it down the line? Home runs available tonight.
Line stares at Bolte. Delivers. Bolte runs. The pitch grounded. Foul left side again. Henry saw it this time, Adam.
Well,
he didn't slide.
Technically, I don't know if he did see it because his helmet was about to fall off his head and his, you know, his C-flap there was covering his face.
Henry Bolte's helmet is always about to fall off of his head. He hits a certain terminal velocity and that helmet cannot stay on.
That's how we know he's going fast. Like a lightning bolt.
Yes. Simpson waiting on Lyons. Here's the pitch. A bouncer foul left side. Bolte not running. To Will Simpson and what he has done to Dayton pitchers in this series. He is 7 for 13. Of 5 of those 7 hits, he has knocked in 1 run. Exactly 5 separate RBI base hits. 4 RBI singles, 1 RBI double. Bolte waiting, the pitch coming. And the breaking ball called strike 3. Hooked it in and froze it. Second strikeout for Lyons. I would like to say hello to Stefan Lieberman. Checking in and tuning in via social media. At J Goldstrass for me, JGOLDSTRASS, at Adam Jaxa for Adam. If you know him by now, you should know how to spell it. Don't get it wrong. Ryan Wilbos waits the pivot about and the stare back to Bolte. J-A-K-S-A. K in front of the S.
What's the origin, Jesse?
Eden Rapids. Am I right?
I think it goes back a little farther than Eden Rapids, but sure.
Here we are, Jaxa Field. Wilbos takes the ball high.
Seem like this guy's due for a home run. He had 3 straight at Lake County last week.
2 gone, no score. The pitch. Wilbos takes a ball low. When Brian Wilbos hits a home run, he and Will Simpson could rival one another in terms of majesty. The ball soars at him. Wilbos has shown power to left center. 2-0 from Lyons. Breaking low. 3 balls and no strikes. Keep in mind, first base remaining open. It's gone strikeout. Double by Bolte. Strikeout. Denny Bautista Jr. on deck.
And in between that, the Lugnuts making him work. 18 first inning pitches for Lyons.
His pitch count generally gets up with all the walks and strikeouts. There's a called strike to Wilbos. The cloud briefly obscuring the sun, now the sun shining down upon the field. Jared Lyon stares at Bolte, 3-1 pitch. Fastball is high, there's his first walk today. And Brian Wilbos' 14th walk drawn this year. First and second and 2 gone.
Well, you knew a guy susceptible to the walks against the leading team in base on balls this year wasn't gonna go through a clean sheet. And Brian Wilbos, just like Simpson, just like Halter, taking his fair share of walks, as you've mentioned. They're not going to swing in a lot of pitches out of the zone.
Here's Denny Bautista Jr. Righty to righty. 2 outs. 2 on. Both runners move. The pitch breaks in there. It's called strike. Go down to second base. In time. Wilbos tagged out on his back by Carlos Jorge. And the inning is over. Lansing has attempted to run all over Dayton throughout this series. And here now, Brian Wilbos caught trying to steal for the first time in 9 attempts this year. One hit, one walk, one left, no runs against the Lions. And we'll see Danny Bautista Jr. in the second inning. Let's go to the second. 0-0, Lansing and Dayton.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Onward into the second inning. 4, 5, 6 batters due for Dayton. That's Rodriguez, Ibarra, and Hunter against the big righty Jake Garland, who winds and throws. And he starts things off with a called strike at the letters. It's the left-handed slugging Hector Rodriguez. Garland kicks and offers. Line drive, right field. Brian Guelbas has to go over his head. That's all the way to the wall, and Rodriguez, great speed. Bolte picks it up, gets it in. Rodriguez has a double. A leadoff double for Dayton's first base runner.
Well, at first you're thinking, thank goodness for the wind. It's going to blow this ball out to Brian Guelbas. But it blew it over his head. That 20-mile-an-hour gusting. The American flag is barely hanging onto its pole out there in right field. The wind is whipping.
Do you remember in West Michigan when the American flag was blown off the pole?
I sure do.
Here's Ruben Ibarra. No score, top of the second, righty to righty. Ibarra takes a ball low. Ruben Ibarra, newly turned 25 years of age. Another ambulance, northbound on Larch, beyond the right field wall. And Garland's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pulling the string on him, falling to strike. We thought that Ruben Ibarra wasn't going to play yesterday on his birthday, and then Dayton inserted him for defensive purposes at first base for the bottom of the ninth inning.
Perfect game for him, no errors.
It was perfect. Here's the pitch. Ibarra takes down and in. Ball two. Ruben Ibarra coming in, hitting .216. He has one extra base hit. It was a double, and he lasered it earlier in this series.
Think they had a cupcake or anything for him in the dugout yesterday, Jesse?
I hope so.
I mean, they scored a lot of runs, had a lot of hits for him on his B-day.
I think knowing how popular he is in Dayton, that they'll have a cake waiting for him when he returns home. 2-1 hitter's pitch. Down and away from Garland. It was a really easy first inning for Jake Garland. Jay Allen, the second, flied out to right on the first pitch. Carlos Jorge struck out. Sal Stewart grounded to third on the first pitch that he saw. But now here in the second, leadoff double, Rodriguez. Pickoff thrown to second base, tag, not in time. Bo is thrown to the right side of second with the second baseman Colby Halter pinching in. Had Rodriguez got back.
Like that move, though, from Garland. That was in rhythm. Halter came up, closer play than what you may have expected there at second base.
Remember Blaise Pontes picking off Jay Allen the second yesterday. The pitch, Ibarra grounds foul, pulled down the left side. Three balls and two strikes on Ruben Ibarra. San Jose State, Adam, name the nickname.
The Blue and Gold Spartans.
Yes, the Spartans to the west. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul tip through the legs of the catcher, Maya. So one Spartan wearing green, playing right next to East Lansing.
On the banks of the Pacific.
I've heard that song. Fight for the only colors.
Blue and gold?
Sure. Payoff from Garland. Curve ball, ground ball through the left side. Base hit past the diving Escorche. Windmill for Rodriguez. Masterman's though home. The tag. He's safe. Head first dive in for Hector Rodriguez, avoiding the tag by Amaya. An RBI single by Ibarra, and Dayton takes the game's first lead. 1-0 in the second.
Well, tough to get behind a hitter as good as Ruben Ibarra, and Garland does. Ibarra makes him pay. It was a good effort out there by Masterman. He had to put a little bit more loft to get it home there, but he did so. Got it to Amaya just a touch late, and Dayton scores first again for a fifth straight game.
And yet, these two teams have split the first four. Cade Hunter now, batting left. Ibarra at first, nobody out. The deal. Stry called at the letters. That is the first earned run allowed by Garland this year. Came in 9 innings, 1 unearned run. Short lead for Ibarra. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Right in the mid of Amaya. No balls and 2 strikes on the right fielder, Cade Hunter. Left-handed batter, 2-tone bat in hand. The deal, down and in. Fastball. Hunter's hitting .233 with a couple of home runs this year. He, like a lot of the Dayton Dragons, strikes out a lot. 23 strikeouts in 16 games. 1-2 stays down and in and hit him. Knuckle curveball from Garland got away. Ibarra up to second on the HBP.
That one stings more because he wasn't prepared for it. He didn't even move out of the way because he thought that ball was just coming across the plate low, but then it dipped inside, as you mentioned. A knuckle curve, and it kind of broke his leg support. Surprised him. Not a good feeling.
Ethan O'Donnell now, the DH. Bats left, 2-1, 1-out, 1-0 Dayton. He grounds the first pitch, first baseman, backhanded by Simpson, drops it, picks it up. Garland at first does receive the feed in time for the out. O'Donnell retired, out number 2. Hunter to second, Ibarra to third. You can understand Will Simpson got ahead of himself right there, but did recover for the out.
Yeah, I think there's two different moments right there. One, he went a little bit too early, and then the second, he was able to compose himself and just get the first out, and the Lugnuts will take that.
Here's Leo Balcazar, the number 8 hitter. Hunter at second, Ibarra at third, 1-0 Dragons. The pitch, pop foul out of play right side. How many of these Dayton Dragons, if they're given the chance, are swinging first pitch? And I'm not necessarily saying first pitch fastball, because when Jake Garland's on the mound, you might not get a first pitch fastball. Balcazar up there to take a rip. Here's the 0-1. At the letters for a called strike. And there's the second pitch fastball. Leo Balcazar hitting .200. He has knocked in 2 runs this year. He is 2 ducks on the pond. 2 outs. The 0-2. Swinging a tapper, foul off the left of the home plate circle. We have these lazy cumulus clouds hovering over the ballpark. I would call this partly cloudy, except there's one cloud in particular that's covering the sun.
There's one cloud that, in my opinion, looks like a bunny.
I think I see the one that you're looking at. There's the pitch. Balcazar goes down swinging. The whiff from Garland to close the books on the top. Two outs. Ha ha. 2 outs in the top of the second, right? It went double, single, HBP, ground out by O'Donnell. Strikeout by Balcazar.
You're
2
on
gone,
it.
Top of the second for Logan Tanner.
Bugs Bunny's ears are
See,
now
See, that's
gone.
What I get for cloud watching, Adam.
Yeah, that's on me.
Looking at the clouds, daydreaming away. Here's Logan Tanner. What a big strikeout for Garland. As Tanner popped the first pitch, foul off the right side. That one, by the way, looks like a shark.
Which one?
Straight ahead above the center field wall.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it's a shark right there.
This is good.
Could see a heart.
About to be a broken heart.
Abard, third. Hunter at second. The pitch, chopper towards short. Couple of bounces to Anales. The throw to first. Side retired now. One run for Dayton on two hits. One hit batter and Garland strands two in scoring position. And we're going to the bottom of the second inning. Enjoy the clouds. Enjoy the weather yourself. Beautiful day from Lansing. Dayton won. The Lugnuts nothing through 1.5.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
An RBI single by Ruben Ibarra has given Dayton the early lead. To the bottom of the second inning now. And the Dragons right-hander Jared Lyons against Bautista Jr., followed by Anales and Masterman. Righty-righty. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a ball low. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. It was Danny up there at home plate when the Lugnuts tried to pull up a double steal and Brian Guelbas was thrown out at second by Logan Tanner. The pitch, that's low, too. Two balls and no strikes. This was how Jared Lyons started off a couple of the Lugnuts batsmen in the first inning. And yet, in the end, not hurt. Now he has a lead to his back. He winds and throws. High for ball three. Does Bautista Jr. have the red light? He does, and it's called a strike at the top of the zone. I'd like to say hello to Layla Goldberg-Strassler, listening in from Pennsylvania, right outside Philly. Hello, Haverton. The 3-1. Lifted in the infield by Bautista Jr. Third baseman Stewart tore them out. Here's the wind, but Stewart runs it down. From his third base spot, he caught it in between the pitcher's mound and second base. One out.
Jesse, I came earlier from an unknown baseball game. Where the ball was getting hit to the right side of the infield and was swirling all the way to the left side of the infield before it came down. So just getting used to the wind. I think we might see that tonight as well.
Do you mean a baseball game to be named later?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Rubio Anales takes the curveball, strike call. I like you describing it as an unknown baseball game.
I meant to say unnamed, and then I just fumbled my words.
Curveball waved at and missed strike two. Like Big Lug hails from parts unknown. Adam Jaxa comes to Lugnuts games from baseball games unknown.
Yeah, just stopped at another baseball game earlier today.
0-2. Breaking ball down and away. Eribe Alangeles yesterday, three hits. 3 for 5. Lugnuts put together 11 hits but lost. The 1-2, breaking ball called strike three, inside corner. That is hooking well for Lyons right now. Spun a couple in Anales and picks up his third strikeout.
C- call him the Lion King with these great pitches he's making.
It's the circle change of life. Bring up Cameron Masterman. 1-0 Dayton, 2 outs. First pitch. Fouled off the right side. No balls and a strike. Jared Lyons going off speed. Gone breaker early. His fastball's been up to 94. Righty fires to righty. There's the fastball down. Cameron Masterman is in a hitting funk. He is 0-for-7 against Dayton in this series with a walk and 7 strikeouts. Pitch on its way. Low. 2 balls and a strike. Against Lake County last week, Masterman was 2-for-17 with 7 strikeouts. He's hitless in his last 11 at-bats.
Well, he's got a hitter's count right now, which will help.
He has big power. The pitch from Lyons. He rifles it out to deep left. Back goes Rodriguez watching. It's gone on a home run hill. There's the power. Tie game 1-1 on Cam Masterman's first round tripper of the year.
Well, he took that hitting funk and he turned it into a big clunk out to left. What a swing. Masterful from Masterman. And we're tied.
Now Carlos Amaya. Lyons winds and throws. And Amaya takes a ball outside. Third home run this year, allowed by Jared Lyons.
And a few games since the Lugnuts got a home run.
Well, it's just the second homer they've hit all year here at home. Amaya takes ball two inside. Will Simpson hit the grand slam against the Great Lakes Loons. And that's been it. It is the Lugnuts' 11th homer of the year. Two of them here at home. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back by Amaya. Took a rip at the fastball at 2-0.
And ironically, Jesse, we talked about the wind blowing 20 miles out towards right. Masterman says, I don't care. I'm going to hit a line drive to left.
Blow right through the wind, huh? Here's the pitch. Amaya pops it up into the wind, out to right center field. Cade Hunter, no troubles, makes the catch. Side retired, inning over. But Cameron Masterman takes the round trip tour for the first time this year. Slump snapped. Let's go to the third inning. Adam Jaxa is on the call. Lugnuts and Dragons tied up at 1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Surprise. Hello there. We bring you back for the top of the third. Tied at 1. It is Adam Jaxa, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with you.
Hello to you too.
Hello to Cameron Masterman and that home run ball he just hit to tie us up.
I was thinking goodbye.
Hello and goodbye all at once. Here's Jay Allen. We say hello to him as he steps in. First pitch. In there, strike 1. Fastball, sinker, cutter, knuckle curve, slider, and a splitter from Jake Garland. Big righty has the glove in front of his face, turns, and time called last second there. I believe that may have come from Carlos Amaya, the catcher for the Nuts. Garland 6'5", 260, 23 years old. He had not given up an earned run coming into tonight. That changed in the second. Gave up two hits and a run. The pitch, twisted in on the inside corner, strike two. Both teams with two hits apiece in game 5 of 6 in this set for the Nuts at home against the Dragons. 0-2 pitch from the righty. Breaking ball is hit out towards left field. Masterman going back, and he reaches up. Stumbling, he makes the catch as he stops himself on the warning track. One down. So a busy couple of moments for Cameron Masterman. He just chugged around the chalk. Came home for his first home run of the season. There, a nice defensive grab in left field.
Shows you the skills. His power, he has athleticism.
Carlos Jorge from the left. First pitch, fastball, outside corner at 90 miles an hour, strike one.
Don't forget that in the second inning, he nearly hosed Hector Rodriguez.
Showing all the tools tonight. The 0-1, swing and a miss. That one fell off the table there. Nice cutter, no balls, two strikes. Jorge with a nice game yesterday. He had three hits, all extra base hits, two doubles, and a home run. He drove in three, and he scored three. In a 14-10 Dragon win. The 0-2 pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? They checked to the first base umpire. He goes around. It was a delayed check, but they finally did. That's the third strikeout for Jake Garland. Two outs in the third. Now, Dayton yesterday won 14-10. They did it on 20 hits. They were up 14-1 at one point. Those 20 hits yesterday were the first time they'd reached that since 2012. The pitch, fastball glides in, outer edge to Sal Stewart. And how about this? The last time Dayton won when allowing 10 runs, back in 2016 against the Lansing Lugnuts. The 0-1 pitch. She's outside. Well, I'm going to ask my partner about this one and yes. Why this game was deemed the skunk game. Could we get some description here?
Yes, we could.
Pitch home. That's flied foul. First base side, out of play.
The Lugnuts had a comfortable lead into the bottom of the seventh inning, and then Dayton scored some runs in the seventh, scored some runs in the eighth. It was 10-9. Lugnuts going to the bottom of the ninth inning, three outs away from a win, when suddenly a delay, because down the first base side where the tarp is kept, a skunk emerged.
A stinky delay.
I mean, not stinky yet. But there was the threat.
Just a black and white delay?
The skunk walked out, took first base, then stole second, went off into the outfield. Andrew Guillot was the Lugnut center fielder, and he herded it around toward the gate area in left center. He did very well.
Long hold here for Garland. Long hold.
Trying to ice Stewart, huh?
And here we go. A little bit low and outside.
Well, so they herded it around to the left center gate where Dayton had opened it up, and then the skunk just kept on walking off toward the left field foul pole, so the Dayton ground screw got involved. That's when the skunk sprayed them. They had the hamper out.
2-2. On the ground towards short. Backhand by Anjales on the fringe. Sets, throws to first. The pick. Bowling forward. Simpson holds onto it. Fighting the sun and all. How about that? 1-2-3 in the top of the third. No skunk here,
no.
Jesse. Let's keep it that way.
Agreed.
And no skunking tonight. As of now, we're tied 1-1 as we head to the home half of the third.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone.
She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Bottom three at sunny Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. Appreciate you stopping by. Adam Jackson alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 1-1 our score. Deadlocked in the run column, the hits column, 2, and the error column, 0. Through the fifth game of this series, Dollar Deal Night. Jose Escorche, the last to bat for the first time for the Nuts on the right side. The righty Jared Lyons throws. And he hits the bottom of the zone with a fastball, strike one. Escorche batting just a touch over 225. Knocked in four, couple of swipes this year as well for the third baseman. The pitch, fastball, outer edge. No balls, two strikes. The 1-1. Bouncing ball, high hop to third. Off that big hop, Stewart charges, sets, throws to first. Ibarra has it, and there's one out. So if you came to Jackson Field today, or maybe you still are planning on coming, you could get a hot dog, popcorn, and 16-ounce soft drink for just $1 tonight. That's a pretty good bargain. Here's the lefty, Kobe Holter. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one.
Well, hang on. Let's say you got a popcorn. You got a hot dog. You got the soft drink. That would be $3.
Yeah, it sure is. But if you wanted to just get one, $1, Jesse. Even if you get all three, under $5. 0-1. That's on the outside corner, strike two.
That's where people start to ask you, how many hot dogs can you eat in 9 innings?
Guess you'd find out. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Holter is down on a nice-looking breaking ball. And Lyons continues to do well. 4 Ks. Two outs now in the third. Still tied at 1 in the bottom of the third.
Love it. We used to have dollar deal days on a different day of the week. And so having it on a nice, relaxed Saturday at the ballpark.
Here's Henry Bolte, doubled in his first at bat. The pitch, that's down low. If you could pick one concession stand item to be $1, what would it be?
Well, you got to let me think about this one.
Well, we're going to be here for a little bit. The 1-0. That's down low. 2 balls, no strikes.
Can it be an item that might not necessarily be at the concession stand right now?
Jesse, it can be anything you want.
Okay.
2 outs, base is clear. It's a 2-0 count. Here's a pitch. Down low. 3 balls, no strikes.
A Honeycrisp apple.
Ooh, I got some of those at home. I'll bring you one.
I love fresh fruit. You and I were just talking about grapes, frozen or otherwise.
3-0 pitch. Down low, ball four. Second walk given up by Lyons. Jesse told you earlier, he's a guy that's issued a fair share of walks this year. Bolte is aboard for a second time as the spotlight hitter tonight.
Well, the thing for Lyons, because the strikeouts are great and there's always a lot of them. Right now it's 4 through 2 2/3. The walks are plentiful, and then the trouble is that he's been prone to giving up the home run ball.
Which he did to Masterman in the second. Here's Will Simpson with a runner at first. The pitch, there goes Bolte to second. It's sharply hit on the ground. Gloved by Stewart at third. Lofts it up to first. Ibarra's got it, and that is going to do it. So, a walk for Bolte, no more, and we will bolt our way to the fourth, tied at 1 here at Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Three down, six to go here at Jackson Field on a Saturday night, April 27, 2024. Jake Garland back out to face the lefty, Hector Rodriguez. The righty kicks and throws. Popped up third base side, foul territory, running over Escorche in front of the Dayton dragout. Side steps to his left in the coach's box and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. That brings in Ruben Ibarra.
That brings us to you, Adam, because I answered which concession item I would want for a dollar. I want to hear yours.
All right, Jesse. You ever been to Comerica Park?
I have.
You ever seen, like, the four-piece corner pizza they offer? Pitch. It's outside. Ball one.
I have not.
All right, so they've got this box of Little Caesars, you know?
Yes.
Pizza. The 1-0. It's outside. Two balls, no strikes. So it's basically like a little deep dish, four-piece square pizza.
Great. Just like shaped like
four,
a base.
Four corners, yeah. 2-0 pitch. That's outside. Now, as you understand, sometimes the prices are a little steep for something like that.
But if it was $1.
$1 for four pieces? 3-0. That's on the inside corner, strike one. I could get down with that.
That is a strong take.
That'd be a huge bargain. I don't know if it's realistic, but...
That would be unhealthy for you day after day. I could picture you going, I've got another dollar. They've got more pizza.
See, there's a reason that it's not that cheap. Probably for the better. Ibarra up 3-1. Pitch home. Kicks that back off the netting. 3-2. 1-1 our score in the top of the fourth. Dayton got one in the second. Lansing answered with one in the second. Open stance from the big fella on the right side. 4-4 on his back. Green unis, gray pants. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down to a knee. Trying to get that one that fell right off. Fourth strikeout for Jake Garland.
In Lake County, it seemed to me that Garland was throwing knuckle curves that weren't as sharp. And that was a sharp curve.
Feel like those could be really difficult. Remember, we saw C.J. Rodriguez last night struggling with pitches, but did a good job of dropping that out of the zone but not hitting the dirt. First pitch, fastball zooms in on Cade Hunter, the lefty, strike one.
To my mind, the ideal for a $1 food, though, is something that you like, but something that you can eat in bulk, right? You're not going to get one and you're fine.
The 0-1. Hammered out to right field. Forget about it. That ball will keep on going. It leaves the park and crosses Larch Street. 448 feet. Cade Hunter has his third home run, and the Dragons reclaim the lead. We talk about hitting it up to right into the wind tonight. That one was belted. first home run that Garland has given up this year. Pitch home. Bunts it back, foul, strike one to Ethan O'Donnell. I mean, normally you get movement from the right fielder. Welbas looked up and didn't move. That cleared. Pitch home. It's a little bit wide. One ball, one strike. It cleared the berm. It cleared the picnic table area. It cleared the concourse area. Pitch. This is popped out to third. Backpedaling in fair territory as Scorche comes up with the grab. Little humpback shot that's grabbed for the third and final out. So the berm, the picnic area, the concourse walkway area where they planted the tree yesterday, the garden, that thing left the park and maybe still rolling. 2-1, Dayton leads. Trivia time when we return for the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And that's our good buddy Brad Tunney. We'll see him in a couple of weeks on the next Lansing Lugnuts road trip as they will head up to visit the voice of the Great Lakes Loons and those Great Lakes Loons that sit in first place right now in the Midwest League Eastern Division. Currently, the Nuts trailing the Dragons. 2-1 our score as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Brian Welbas leads off. The righty Lions throws to him. Popped back, coming our way, and heading down to the seats. And that takes a big bounce up off the cement steps, and it nearly got up here. The 0-1 pitch. Down low, one ball, one strike. Lansing had a home run in the second, thanks to Cameron Masterman. Both hits tonight have been extra base hits, a double, the other one from Bolte. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, it's outside, two balls and a strike. Welbas, one of the two walks for the Nuts in this game. Three home runs this year, he's knocked in 12. 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Allen going back towards the track, reaches up, and he makes the catch. And then braces himself with two hands against the center field padded wall. One down. What a track down by Jay Allen II. He went from shade to sun and back to shade. And still made the catch on the run with the wall, getting ready to impede him. There's the righty Danny Bautista Jr. The righty Lions comes home. High hopping ball foul, third base side. Craig Conklin is standing about five steps beyond the coach's box, and that took a high hop just to the left of him, and he didn't move. He just watched it soar over his head. The pitch. It's in there, strike two. Had his hands on his hips and everything. Stood there like a statue. Lions diagonally standing, turns, kicks, and throws. Up and in. Bautista bends back. 1-2. Danny, a returning Lansing Lugnut here in 2024. Here's a pitch home. Bouncing ball off the plate, and it remains 1-2. Last year, 118 games with the Nuts. He hit 271, 17 doubles, 2 triples, 3 homers, knocked in 46, took 22 walks, and swiped 22 bags. The pitch, breaking ball, one hop, right back to a snag from Lyons on the hill. Steps to first, throws, and there's 2 outs. Hey, Arribia Lantales coming to the plate. Want to sneak in trivia for you here in this 4th inning. We know Max Schumann, the latest Lansing Lugnut to get called to the big leagues. Who was the person before Max Schumann? So the last nut to get promoted last year. Pitch home. Up and in as Angeles backs up. 1 ball, no strikes. So your trivia question tonight. The second to last Lansing Lugnut to get called up to the major leagues. Who was it? 1-0 pitch. Stays up high with the fastball, 2-0. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com is the email for the broadcast booth. Send in your answers. We're going to get to those in the bottom of the 7th, so stay tuned. Here we are, bottom 4, 2-1, Dayton leads. 2 outs, space is clear. Fastball inside. 3 balls, no strikes. So Arribia Lantales in a good spot here. He's got the Black Sox just showing. Hands tucked and scrunched up just above the ankles. The pitch. That's on the inside corner fastball, strike 1. Lugnuts looking for a 3rd walk potentially to get them a base runner in this 4th inning. Here's a pitch. Down low, ball 4 to number 4. So Angeles is on, and here comes the home run hitter, Cameron Masterman. His first of the year, a line drive shot to home run hill and left. Good amount of families out there tonight. Would love to see him deposit another ball that way. Righty on righty, Lions pitch. Down low, ball 1. 2-1 Dayton, bottom 4 at Jackson Field. Sun is out in full force. An upper 70s evening with a 20-mile-an-hour breeze, I guess you could say. 1-0 pitch, high hopping ball towards short. Balcazar grabs, and he's running over to second, tags it, and gets the force of Angeles. And that is going to end our 4th inning. So Lansing gets a walk, they get no more. We're going to head to the 5th. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler to tell you about what's going on next with Dayton leading 2-1.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We open up the 5th inning. The right-hander Jake Garland back to the hill. It's 2-1 Dayton. He offers, and the first offering is lashed foul right side, and strike 1 for Leo Balcazar. That was just Balcazar who ended the bottom of the 4th inning with the fielder's choice force out off the bat of Cam Masterman.
Well, here on the fifth, the pitch, and Balcazar bounces right back to the pitcher, Garland. Jags toward first, underhands, and Will Simpson receives out number one. Logan Tanner on deck, and then the top of the order, Jay Allen the second, with Dayton leading Lansing 2-1.
I kind of wanted to see him Will Simonite that.
Will Simonite, the former Oakland Athletics minor leaguer. He was a catcher slash first baseman, but when he was brought in to pitch, there's the pitch, and the slow knuckle curve slices in for a called strike. And the batter grounded back to Will.
Or at first base. It didn't matter where he's at, Jesse. He wasn't throwing it.
It was always unassisted. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field off the bat of Tanner. Masterman backs up, nears the wall, makes the catch. He was reaching his right hand out for the wall the whole time, and he was still a couple of feet away. The invisible barrier. Two gone.
That's like if you're blindfolded and you're trying to hit the pinata. You're just feeling around. Am I in the right direction?
My eyes are of no use to me. Ken Masterman did not want to take his eyes off the ball, which is right. Keep your eyes on the ball. Here's Jay Allen the second, 0-2 today. Two outs, nobody on. Garland's pitch. A chopper hit toward third as Scorche backs up, grabs, fires flat-footed over to Simpson. And the side retired just that quickly for Jake Garland. A five-pitch fifth. We're halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Dayton 2, Lansing 1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A little oversized boxing in between innings. We start up the bottom of the fifth inning. On the Dayton right-hander, Jared Lyons. Rolling right now. Jake Garland and Jared Lyons pitching a day after we saw 24 combined hits, and or I should say 24 combined runs, and 31 combined hits. These two pitchers have been good. Each team has a home run. For Lansing, Cam Masterman. For Dayton, Cade Hunter. 2-1 Dragons. The bottom of the fifth will begin with the bottom of the order. Carlos Amaya, Jose Escorche, then the leadoff hitting Colby Halter. And the first offering to Amaya, grounded right off of the pitcher. Sliding over Lyons, has no play. Carlos Amaya went in with an awkward head-first slide into first base. Gets up to brush himself off. He has the infield single. That is just the third hit allowed by Lyons in this game.
Well, let's hope Amaya's all right, because he definitely didn't need to slide. You understand it. He's trying to get safe. And I think you're right, Jesse. He just maybe got some dirt down there in the pants. Got to shake it out there and... he's aboard to open up this fifth inning.
It's one of those, Adam, where how many times have you and I heard you don't need to slide into first base, especially not right there. Well, here's the number nine hitter. Jose Escorche takes a ball low. The appeal of a check swing denied. One ball, no strikes to Escorche.
If the worst that comes of it, though, is ants in the pants, you're good.
So much dirt in the pants. So much. Amaya, not necessarily a threat to run. Righty to righty, 2-1 Dayton. Lyons to Escorche. Popped up right side, heading foul. Back over the net, and with a high hop up into the seats, where Ben was waiting. About two-thirds of the way down the stairs. Came hopping right to him, and he brought it right back to sit with his family. Look at this baseball.
What a read. Played the carom perfectly.
caught the ball with his glasses on. He's taken off his glasses. A ball and a strike on a scorche. A wheel, a throw over to first. Amaya dives back in. You know, sometimes when a guy catches a souvenir and that person returns to the folks that they're sitting with, they pass it around. Does everybody want to look? They didn't immediately reach out for it. Now they're all having a look at that baseball. A 1-1 break even. Amaya starts and stops. The pitch is high. Ball two.
Take that, foul ball bag man.
As opposed to Luda. Escorche grounded out to third baseman Stewart his first time up. Second baseman Jorge playing up the middle. The pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 2-2.
Jesse, we do the, what do you tab it, the writings that we do every weekend? What's the name for it?
Oh, so the first week I called it the Question Quartet. And then the second week, I called it the forum, because there were four questions. It was a forum. Here's the deal. Down and away, 3-2, back pick, first base, Amaya back in.
Well, one of the forum questions was, what's the most interesting thing you'd seen? I'd like to change my answer to the foul ball bagman. It's my favorite thing of 2024. Guy's a legend here at Jackson Field.
I'd like to think that he brought that bag from home. Payoff. Up and in as Escorche walks. And this has been the vulnerability for Lions. He walked one in the first inning, didn't hurt him. He walked one in the third inning, didn't hurt him. In the fourth inning, didn't hurt him. Here's his fourth walk. It comes after the leadoff infield single. Two on and nobody out, and the lineup flips over. We would love to get your questions, by the way, for our next forum. Here comes pitching coach Brian Garman. And the Lansing pen. Warming up right now, the right-hander Grant Judkins for the sixth inning because Jake Garland did his job. 55 pitches, 42 strikes, 13 out of the zone for Garland. Now contrast that on the other side, 38 strikes and 34 out of the zone. Jared Lyons has tossed 72 pitches so far. Dayton has action ongoing. Jake Garland is likely done. Five innings, the limit. Five innings, three hits, two runs. No walks, four strikeouts. Allowed a run in the second inning, the RBI single by Ibarra. And then Cade Hunter's 448-foot homer. That came in the fourth. That is why Dayton is leading 2-1. But Adam, if we've learned anything over the course of this season series, really this series here in Lansing between Lansing and Dayton, the Lugnuts get Dayton late and they get to Dayton's pen. So a 2-1 lead is not comfortable. So on nobody out, Colby Halter. Here's the pitch. He takes it outside, ball one. Third baseman Stewart was in case of a bunt. Lansing has zero sacrifices laid down this year. Stewart is now backing up. It's a step behind the baseline. Amaya at second, the faster Escorche at first. Righty deals to lefty. Halter swings, grounds it, foul, just to the right of first. One ball, one strike.
Lugnuts offense in this series, they've been like Taco Bell, Jesse. They're open late.
I see what you did there. This is where you need the bell sound.
Ding.
Halter bows this pitch away off the left side. He struck out in the first. He struck out in the third. And now he's down one ball and two strikes to Lyons. That ball was up on the roof. And then belatedly it trickled down into the clubhouse level. The fans were not ready. Suddenly the ball fell next to them. And a gentleman hands the ball to a youngster in a black shirt. Brings it right back to his parents. 1-2 to Halter. He strikes out for a third time. Lyons got him with the hook. That is five strikeouts for Jared Lyons and one away in the home fifth.
Tough couple of days for Colby Halter.
You said it.
Three strikeouts yesterday in his first three at-bats against arguably one of the best pitchers in the minors in Louder, but that is an incredibly great hook that Lyons has.
That's the fourth game this year that Halter struck out three times. Now to Henry Bolte, who's doubled and walked. all the way. Here to the seats. Lyons got right in on his hands. Jared Lyons out of GMU, George Mason University. Adam, name that nickname.
Colonials? George Mason? No, they're the Patriots. I'm sorry.
There it is. Strike one, toss. Bolte grounds it left side. That gets through for a base hit. A windmill for Amaya. And left Rodriguez comes up throwing, but that's late and cut. RBI single for Bolte. 2-2. As score chase stops at second, Henry Bolte has reached all three times. A double, a walk, and this RBI single. Now 14 ribbies this year. That knocks out Jared Lyons.
Henry Bolte's having himself a night. Started with a double, took the four-pitch walk in the third, and then with an out here, he delivers. And Lansing right back even in this game.
Vince Harrison Jr. takes the baseball away from the Patriot. And a call to the bullpen for Dayton in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Dragons had a lead of 1-0 erased by the Masterman homer. They led 2-1, and that has been erased by Bolte. Brock Bell takes over. The 6'4", 225-pounder at 26 years of age, acquired via the minor league baseball phase of the Rule 5 draft. Brock Bell in four relief appearances with Dayton, 5 2/3 innings. He's allowed 5 hits, among them 2 home runs. He's walked none, he struck at 4.
How ironic is that? BB for the initials, and he's walked 0.
Well said, sir. He faced the Lansing Lugnuts way back on April the 5th, opening night, and he fired a scoreless inning. He struck out C.J. Rodriguez and Colby Halter. He did allow a double to Cameron Masterman.
I tell you what, though, Jens, you were talking about it. I think we talked about this a little bit last night when it was 14-1. There's no quit in this Lugnuts team.
No.
And you said it earlier. I mean, Lansing has scored late in this series. They've trailed in all 5 games now early on. There's not a panic button when this team gets down.
You mentioned Taco Bell earlier, and then you just wanted to talk about it, huh?
I sure did. As cheesy as it is.
Well, Bell is coming in to face the middle of the order. Bolte at first, Escorche at second. That is a great combination for a potential double steal. And here comes Will Simpson. He has knocked in 5 runs in this series. He is 0-2 today with a strikeout looking and a ground out to third. That against the starter, Lyons. Now against the reliever, Bell, in a 2-2 game. Last of the fifth, first and second, one away. Here's the pitch. Down and away, ball one.
Speaking of tacos, Jesse, how about an Apo taco for Simpson? He's certainly in that category with the ability to do it.
Here it comes. Pop foul off the right side, back and out of play. We saw him go Apo against the Michigan State Spartans in the Crosstown Showdown.
And we saw him nearly go Apo to open this game. Sent it out to right field.
Bell looks back at Escorche, fires up high. Fastball at 92 miles an hour from Brock. 2 balls and a strike. Hitters count for Simpson. Second in the league in batting average, first in the league in walks coming into play today. The set, the pitch, high fly ball left center field. Hector Rodriguez is back in front of the warning track. He reels it in, backpedaling. The tag at second by Escorche. Hustles over to third. He stays right there. Bolte is sidling away from first base as the shortstop Balcazar runs it in. A long fly out for Simpson. 2 outs with runners at the corners.
He just missed that one. And even for how high he hit it, it went all the way to the track. That thing was just about ready to leave here, and that would have been massive.
That was 103 off the bat. Ooh. Here's Brian Buelbas, who has walked and flied to center. Righty to righty, 2-2 game. First pitch, Bolte runs. It's high. A fake throw to second, a throw into third base. The tag, not in time on Escorche. Stewart pinched in. Bolte swipes second base. Second and third now for Buabas. One ball and no strikes the count. What a spot here for Bryant. The pitch. Outside corner on a called strike. Do you remember the name Jay Bell? Longtime Major League shortstop, two-time All-Star. Brock Bell is his son. His older brother, Brantley Bell, played for the Dayton Dragons 2016-2017. Line drive hooked foul left side. Strike two, or I should say strike. Yep, strike two for Buelbas. Let me get that right. One ball and two strikes.
You had it.
Yeah. Thank you. I remember watching Jay Bell play for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I was going to say, I thought Pirate.
And on onward. Arizona Diamondbacks by the end of his career. 1-2 from Brock Bell. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Buelbas, and the inning is over. So Bell comes in and gets Simpson and Buelbas to strand runners at second and third. Lansing scores one. Two hits, one walk. Two left. We go to the sixth inning in a tie game from Jackson Field. Lansing 2, Dayton 2.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A new man on the mound for Lansing. Grant Judkins takes over for the Oakland Athletics High A affiliate in the Midwest League. He replaces Jake Garland. More good stuff from Garland today. Now, Jake does depart in a no decision. He allowed a run in the second inning, a leadoff double by Hector Rodriguez, and then singled home by Ruben Ibarra. And in the fourth inning, Cade Hunter homered. But those were the only three hits that he allowed. He struck out four. He did not walk a batter. Grant Judkins starts things off. Ball one to Carlos Jorge. So each team now into its bullpen. Right-hander offers. Jorge stays away above the zone. Two balls and no strikes. Judkins' fastball at 91 miles per hour. The windup in the pitch. Shot on a hop to the second baseman, Halter. Throws to first. One gone. After Jorge's great day yesterday, the two doubles and the homer. 0 for 3 today. I gave you the final line for Garland, the final line for the Dayton starter, and, oh, by the way, Vince Harrison Jr. is in. Ah, catcher's interference. That's what they're arguing for. There is Carlos Jorge standing at first base, his helmet off. Vince Harrison Jr. talking to the home plate umpire, Shin Koishisawa. He's gesturing with his left hand. Will Simpson, Colby Halter, the right side of the infield, hands on their hips. And Vince Harrison Jr. has succeeded in getting Koishisawa to talk with the bases umpire, Connor McKenna. Carlos Jorge has planted himself to first base. Right hand on the hip for the batter, Sal Stewart. Jared Lyons, 4 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, the home run allowed to Cam Masterman. The Dayton starter now out of the game, replaced by Brock Bell. Catcher's interference is the ruling after the conference, wipe away the 4-3 ground down, and Craig Conklin is going to need this to be explained to him. Shin Koishizawa, the home plate umpire, didn't hear it, didn't see it, didn't rule it. But the bases umpire, Connor McKenna, upon the conversation said, "Yes, I did get that." And that's what Craig Conklin is talking to him right now about. There's the replay. And the way that I saw catcher Carlos Amaya bring back that glove, Craig Conklin's going to take this up with the bases umpire Connor McKenna now, gesturing at Koishizawa.
Yeah, he's very animated.
Here's another angle for the MILB TV viewers.
Well, I agree with you, Jess. He definitely reacted, Amaya did, like he got hit, but there's not much evidence there that we can tell that there was contact from the replay.
Conklin going back and forth between the two umpires, pointing at Koishizawa as McKenna herds him off the field. This is as exercised as we've seen Conklin all year. The game continues. And Carlos Jorge is down at first base. E2, he is 6-for-6 in steals this year. Instead of one out, nobody on, a runner at first, nobody out. Sal Stewart, first pitch, down and away, and then the catcher, Amaya, lost it on the transfer. Jorge down to second, throw gets into center field. Jorge sprawls at the bag, keeps the right hand on second base. He's not going anywhere. He asks for time as Bolte retrieves it in center. But that's an occasion where the catcher Amaya was going to try a back pick or a pump fake or something down toward Jorge. And in going from the mitt to the throwing hand, the ball squirted right out. And it moves Jorge, the potential go-ahead run, in a scoring position. This has been a rough start to the sixth inning for Carlos Amaya, making his first start of the year at catcher. One ball and no strikes on Sal Stewart. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Well, welcome into the fray, Grant Judkins, the Iowa Hawkeye. His second relief appearance of the year, his fourth overall appearance, looks at Jorge. Second look, kicks, fires, fouled away, up in the air off the right side. There's strike one. I believe that the count is 2-1.
That's what I got.
Yes. Koishizawa shows the pitcher Judkins. Sal Stewart is 0-for-2 with ground outs to third and to shortstop. The pitch down low. Judkins this year, 9 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts, and the league coming in hitting just 176 against him. Hitters count on 3-1. Check swing, strike two called. Sal Stewart thought that he had the walk. Right in there at the bottom of the zone. Boy, Adam, out of the high-scoring games that we have seen, a 2-2 game here in the top of the sixth inning. And so each little moment matters. The catcher's interference ruling. Jorge at second, nobody out. Payoff pitch. Poked on a line, caught by the lunging halter down to his right. The second baseman is at number one. Jorge safely back to second. One gone.
Great lunge indeed from Halter to his right. Read it well. And the Lugnuts will take that after Judkins had to try and come back from down 3-1.
On a 3-2 to Stewart. And he stung it. Well, Hector Rodriguez now. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field, hit well. Cam Masterman to his right. He's there for the catch. Jorge returns to second. Masterman fires it in. 2 outs.
Well, so far, this has been a good bounce back here by Judkins. There's nothing he can do on a catcher's interference. And then on a ball scooting away from Amaya, that allows the runner to move up. So all he can do is control what he can control, and that's getting 2 outs. So far, he's done that.
Ruben Ibarra knocked in the first Dayton Dragons run with an RBI single in the second. He struck out in the fourth. His first battle against Grant Judkins. Righty-righty in a 2-2 game. The pitch over his head.
through the woods to grandma's home.
The horse knows the way.
I was going to come back across the plate eventually if the, you know, the mount was
it? Was it?
65 feet 6 inches.
Brett Judkins threw a baseball, not a boomerang. Time called. Hang on. Okay. You have the second baseman Halter dashing in from his spot.
Pitch clock violation on Judkins.
Did they get him for the pitch clock? Because Colby Halter was trying to rescue him from it.
Yep.
Two balls and no strikes then. Here's the pitch. Sails way outside. Cade Hunter's on deck, and he's the man who homered his last time up. The Dayton offense has come from these batters. Middle part of the Dayton order. 2-2. Judkins sets. Looks at Jorge. Offers. That's outside. Now hang on. Yep, that's ball four. If there was the pitch clock infraction, Ruben Ibarra was still standing in waiting for a 4-0 pitch. No, that's a walk.
Well, this has been a wacky six, Jesse. Is it time for slang?
Yeah, let's do some sixth inning slang here. I think that's a fine thought. Do you want to do hot dog today? What's a hot dog on the baseball field?
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a dollar deal day. $1 hot dogs. Stands to reason. Two on, two out. Cade Hunter swings and misses. First pitch off speed from Judkins. Strike one. Serious threat for the Dayton Dragons. Judkins one out away from ending it. He offers. Bouncing ball up the right side, but foul. And Simpson barehanded it.
Gosh, man, he's even getting screened in there, and he still made a barehand play.
Tosses it accurately up to a fan 10 rows up in the bleacher seats, who catches it. No balls, two strikes, and Hunter.
This guy can do it all.
Yeah. Center fielder Bolte, a couple of steps to his right to left center. Left-handed batter Hunter waits. Here's the pitch. That's high. Jorge has great speed at second base. A bar at first, not his best. And the 1-2. Fouled off into the screen. You go back to yesterday, you look at who are the big hitters for each of these squads. For Lansing, Henry Bolte was hitless. Today, not so much. A double, a walk, an RBI single. But Cade Hunter yesterday was 4-for-5. And today, here's Hunter. As the runners break, the pitch is up, and no throw by Amaya. Ibarra takes second, and a steal of third for Carlos Jorge. Two balls and two strikes for Cade Hunter. First baseman Simpson playing behind Ibarra. Carlos Amaya looking around saying, where should I throw it? They got such a great jump, and there was no play. And now second and third. What a tactical decision for Dayton. Here's the break even from Judkins. Breaks down and in. A 3-2. A high fly to shallow right. Long run in. Robas, he's there for the catch. Side retired. It took some twists and turns, but it ends up in a bagel. And as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, we remain Lansing 2, Dayton 2.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 2-2 game going to the bottom of the sixth inning where Danny Bautista Jr. will face off against Brock Bell to get things going. Bautista Jr., Anales, and Masterman for the Lansing Lugnuts. 5-6-7 batters against the Dayton right-handed reliever. Bell wins, kicks, offers. Ground ball foul down the left side. Conklin attempted to field it, knocked it over to the Dayton dugout. Strike one, the count. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike two from Bell. Big time pitching by Bell in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here lead Jared Lyons. He deals here. And Bautista Jr. serves it up in the air, twisting out to right for Cade Hunter in the shade. Makes the catch. A long shadow of the video board. One away. You had Henry Bolte and Jose Escorche as the base runners. And Brock Bell got Will Simpson on the fly out to deep left and then struck out Brian Guelbas to maintain this tie game. Here we are. Good catch, Adam.
Thank you.
A bunt laid down by A. Rebiolano lays down to third. Sal Stewart with the bare hand in time to first base. Two outs.
What a play by Stewart. Oh my goodness, he has had some really great plays on Anjale's attempted bunts in this series.
And now the batter is Cameron Masterman. Righty deals to righty. Masterman takes, ball one down. Lansing 2, Dayton 2, your sixth inning slang. Hot dog. What's a hot dog on the baseball field? Masterman takes a ball low, 2-0.
Is it someone that gets caught in a pickle?
It is not. Hot dog has nothing to do with a pickle. You want to try again?
I the only other thing would be just a player that's being a hot
dog.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay. A player who's a hot dog. It's a specific sort of player. 2-0. Ground ball shot on the right side. Picked up by Jorge. Spins, plants, goes to first to get him. Slowed himself down to make sure that he made the play. It's a guy with showmanship.
Maybe a guy that has an extra oomph to his bat flip after a home run.
There's Alan there. Let's go to the seventh inning. Lansing Lugnuts, the Dayton Dragons, tied up 2-2. Adam Jackson is not a hot dog. He has not even had a hot dog today, as far as I know. But he'll take over the call when we resume from Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
2/3 of the way down, 3 innings to go, and a tight one tonight. 2-2, we're deadlocked in game 5 of 6. Trying to break the 2-2 deadlock in this series. Grant Judkins comes up to face the final third, beginning with Ethan O'Connell, the lefty. Righty-lefty matchup here. Escorche in at the corner at third. The pitch comes inside, ball one. Leo Balcazar and Logan Tanner, the other two, that round out 7, 8, and 9. 1-0. Down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Dayton scored in the second and the fourth. Lansing scored in the second and the fifth. 2-0 pitch. Just misses there. Boy, Judkins is struggling to find the zone. 23 pitches, 9 strikes. Next pitch. That one comes in chest high, strike one. Judkins, the 6'3", 215-pounder. Diagonally standing, turns and throws. This is walloped up into the blue sky, right field side, but foul as it heads over to the Miller Lite elevator that's just beyond the stairs that then gets you to the foul pole. Foul pole, stairs, Miller Lite elevator. That ball crosses Larch Street. The pitch. Bouncing ball, foul, first base side. 3 balls, 2 strikes now on the lefty, Ethan O'Donnell.
It's fun to look in the Paramount Coffee parking lot and see the baseball just sitting there. And so I get a good view to see who's going to be the person to hustle over to get a souvenir.
3-2 pitch. Right back off of Judkins, knocks it down, loses his glove, picks it up, fires to first, and just gets it to Simpson in time. So down 3-0, he comes back, knocks it down, loses his mitt, finds it, the baseball that is, and he throws it to first in time. By the way, he now has found his mitt as well. One down.
Composure, right? The key on that play is you don't panic.
First pitch. Balcazar takes a fastball inside corner, strike one. Yeah, great composure there indeed. 2-2 our score. The pitch, a little bit up high to the righty. Top seven, one down, bases clear. Shadows starting to take over left field and half of the infield on the infield grass. Judkins long hold, kicks and throws. Breaking ball drops in beautifully on the outside corner. 1-2.
Ethan O'Donnell's foul ball was just retrieved. Fan took it out of mud and then immediately tossed it down to the ground.
1-2. Reached down and lined out to short. Angeles is there. 2 outs. It's like, was there water there to clean it off?
That's what he's trying to do right now.
Oh, I see him out there. Is he going to cross the street? He's crossing the street.
Yeah, come on back. Watch some more Lugnuts baseball.
Logan Tanner steps in, open stance from the right, bases clear, 2 outs. The pitch bends in on the outside corner, strike one.
You know, Grant Judkins did not pitch at all last year. When he's going well, it looks easy for him.
The pitch popped up, foul territory, first base side. Simpson coming over, runs out of room. That heads up to the seats. And fan was leaning back a little bit too far in her chair back. She almost fell out, reaching up for that bouncing baseball. She's okay, and the baseball has been retrieved. And found a youngster's glove. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Tanner, and we are going to stretch it out. Lugnuts coming to the plate. We're tied at 2 in the middle of the 7th.
Says Cracker Jack, I don't care if I
Off to the bottom of the seventh, we move tied at two as Carlos Amaya comes to the plate against Brock Bell. Turns and throws. Fouls it back. Strike one on Amaya, who's one for two. Base hit, and that second run scored in the fifth, knocked in by Henry Bolte. Two runs, four hits, one error for Lansing. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Dayton. Good game tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. Amaya fell out of his stance there as he crossed over towards the left batter's box. Final Saturday in April. We turn the calendar next week, May 1st. Open with an 11:05 first pitch next Wednesday. The pitch, that's down low, one ball, two strikes, and then we're off into the 7:05 starts. And off and rolling officially once you're a month into the season. This kind of flies by after that. The pitch, swing and a miss. Amaya went fishing, good breaking ball. Second strikeout for Brock Bell. Now it's Jose Escorche. 2-2 our score, bottom seven. We're going to get you your trivia answer here in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch home. Fastball shoots in, strike one. We asked you back in the fourth, who is the second to last lug nut to get to the bigs? Pitch, rocketed between the hole at short and third. Escorche is aboard. Great way to turn the lineup card over. Escorche now with a base hit and a walk. Colby Halter set to come to the plate looking for a bounce back here. He struck out three straight times and six times over the last two games. Righty on lefty. Bell comes home. Slider drops inside. Ball one. All strikeout swinging for Colby Halter against Lions. The pitch home. Left-hander takes it outside. Two balls, no strikes. This is what he's done best this year, is get aboard with walks. See if Jesse got any answers in his email inbox over there. 2-0 pitch. This is fly back our way, and that hits off the ribbon board and bounces back to the concourse or to the seats. 2-1.
Adam, you bet I did.
I figured you might. What do you got for me?
Leanne Cook writing in, guessing Jose Espada.
Yeah, Leanne. How about that? She's right. Great work. Throw back to first. It was September 24th last year. Jose Espada, he debuted with the San Diego Padres. Between Joey Estes and this year, Max Schumann. How about that? 2-1 pitch. On the ground, just foul past the dive of Ibarra. Two balls, two strikes. Last year, Lansing had 11 players go to the bigs. It started with Ryan Noda, Hogan Harris, Mason Miller, Garrett Acton, Samad Taylor. Pitch home. Bouncing ball over towards second. Jorge to his left has it, flips it to first. Halter almost beat that out. Over to second base goes Escorche with two outs. So the Lugnuts have the leading run in scoring position. We're tied at two in the seventh. Lansing has not had the lead in this game.
But this has been the man of the game for the Lansing offense.
It sure has. Spotlight hitter Henry Bolte coming up. Two for two with a walk, a double, and an RBI single. The pitch, breaking ball on that outside corner, strike one. He also stole second in the fifth. Escorche, good speed at second base. Can Bolte deliver? Big knee bend and a stance from the right side. Pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. Henry Bolte with three home runs this year. He's knocked in 14. Now up to 11 steals with that swipe back in the fifth inning. They play him to pull in the infield. The pitch drops down low, and he's got a hitter, 2-1 count. Right. Black Sox pulled up as he waits from the right side. Elbow guard on that front left arm. The pitch home. Breaking ball popped up. Foul territory. Will it stay in play? Third base side. Stewart looks like he has room. He does. And he makes the catch. So not to be for Henry Bolte that time. And the Lugnuts still can't grab the lead. They leave the leading run stranded at second. We're through seven. Off to the eighth. Tied at two in Michigan State Capitol.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To the eighth we go at Jackson Field. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg, Strassler with you. 2-2 our score on a gorgeous evening in Lansing. We have had some chilly days in the month of April, but not tonight. High 70s, topped out at 79, currently sitting at 77. A breeze of 15 to 20 miles an hour with the wind at times. And a great game tonight from these two teams. Each team trying to take a 3-2 series lead and give themselves a chance to win the series tomorrow afternoon in a Sunday matinee. Back to the top of the card, Jay Allen the second steps in. The pitch home. Judkins slides it wide, ball one. Allen is 0 for 3. Fly out to right, fly out to left, ground out to third. The pitch home. Slider away, 2-0. Allen with that slender figure into the box from the right side. Next pitch, again misses outside, and boy, Judkins is just having a heck of a time finding the zone.
Remember, this was how the seventh inning began for him, and then he settled in.
Pitch home. Inside corner, strike one. Yes, indeed, he was up 3-0. Down 3-0, to Ethan O'Donnell. Then got the ground ball that was hit right back at him, knocked off his mitt, but he made the play. Time called as Allen steps back in. The pitch, that's a foul ball, that's fly back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It's a Capital City Market Kids Day. Tomorrow, our second here in 2024, so bring your youngsters, they get to run the bases after the game. Got painting and all sorts of things going on tomorrow, don't they?
It's going to be great. Inflatables.
Ice cream afterwards at the Capital City Market. Kitty corner of the stadium here. 3-2 pitch. Up high, ball four. Leading run is on base for the Dragons. Second walk given up tonight by Junkins. Jake Arland started the game. He went 5 innings, only 55 pitches. 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 coming on a home run, the first he allowed this year. No walks, 4 strikeouts. Pretty good outing. And he held Dayton scoreless in the first inning for the first time this week. They did score in the second. Here's Carlos Jorge from the left side. The pitch, runner takes off, it's fouled back. And Allen will have to head back to first base.
I feel like for each team, from Lansing they wanted a strong start. From Dayton, they've wanted a strong relief performance, and we're seeing it all.
Someone's got to win this game. And the Dragons break the scoreless tie in the eighth. Judkins hoping they can. From the stretch, third base side, of the slab. He comes home and misses down low. One ball, one strike. They're just not biting at that breaking ball coming in.
Nor should they.
Carlos Jorge 0-for-3 tonight, but he did reach on catcher's interference in the sixth. I'm glad he didn't score there. The 1-1 is down low. That's because, Jesse, I would have had no room in my box to put that he scored, because I put 4-3 out, and then it got changed to catcher's interference. There's a scribble in there. And there's the pass ball. That was a scribble.
It all works out.
It did. Equals itself out. The pitch whacked out to right field. Down the line. This is hit well, and it is gone. Just over the top of the 23-foot wall. And Jorge has his third home run, and it's a 4-2 Dayton lead in the eighth.
Top of the zone from Grant Judkins, and Carlos Jorge turned on it. You have to hit it high enough to get it above the 23-foot tall wall, and he did. And when Dayton has beaten Lansing this year, it is because of the home run ball.
They now have an even 20 on the season. Don Schulze, the fourth-year pitching coach, rumbles out there to go talk to Grant Junkins. That was a weird one. It was a high shot, as you mentioned. It's got to get above the 23-foot wall, but it was a line drive. Just kind of turn and swat. Got up and out in a hurry. And the Dragons are in good position now. Six outs away from a victory. In the meantime, Colton Johnson warming in the pen for the Nuts. It's kind of been the same thing as the theory with the Great Lakes Loons. If Lansing keeps them in the park, they win those games. They keep Dayton in the park, they're winning those games. The Dragons with two home runs tonight. Out of the four hits that they've had, that's the other thing. They have not had many hits, but two have been deep balls. They're up 4-2. Here's Sal Stewart from the right side. Base is clear. Nobody out. The pitch. Whacked back up over the net to the sweet level. And that was right in there, ready for youngsters to grab it. They weren't paying attention, though.
They went through six different emotions in the span of 2 seconds.
The 0-1. Swinging a foul back. No balls, two strikes.
You've got the excitement and the fear as that baseball comes all the way in. And then the disappointment.
Time called by Sal Stewart. The pitch home. That's outside. Now that's the range of being a youngster. All the emotions. Chris Schneider, the voice of Jackson Field, was wondered if we said what a hot dog meant in baseball slang. So we can tell you again. Give it to you again. 1-2. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. It's basically hot dogging it. Wow. Oh, all of the production room is listening. This is good. There was like five heads looking our way.
Prairie dogs.
Pitch. This is lifted out to right field. And it is out of play. Two balls, two strikes.
It's a show-off.
Yeah, so if you bat flip and stare at the dugout, hot dogging it. Cassidy got it. She had it.
Need some more mustard.
She's hot dogging about it right now. The pitch, that's popped up and out of play. You know, sometimes you got to use it in a sentence, so there you are.
Chris is the hot dog of the control room, right?
100%. We love that. We love all of them in there. 2-2. Reached out and hit over to third. To his left, Escorche scoops it up and swiftly throws to first. There's the first out of the eighth. Yeah, if you make it up to sweet level and get in the press box, skip the radio booths and head left. Go visit the production room. Some fun people in there.
Bring your popcorn. Don't worry about the peanuts. That's the peanut gallery.
The pitch. High bouncer to first. It's fair. Simpson has it. Underhand toss. Judkins covers. Tags the bag with his right foot. Back-to-back pitches. Two outs.
It's an important response by Judkins because you can understand how this half inning would go sideways. lost his command, walked Allen the second. Jorge takes him out. And now you've got the 3, 4, 5 hitters, Stewart and Rodriguez, and here comes Ibarra. And yet things have gone back down to becoming quiet and pitching dominated.
4-2, Dayton leads. 2 outs, the 8th. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball dropped right under the hands. Lugnuts are hoping they can get the score to look just like the back of Ibarra's jersey. 4-4. But right now it's Dayton 4-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. High slider that swiveled in and then out. And the birthday boy from yesterday, now a newly turned 25, is down 0-2. Judkins is ready to go. He says, get back into the box. Standing still, diagonally on the rubber out there. Turns, kicks, the 0-2 pitch. Slider popped up, first base side, foul territory, and that heads over the dugout, a row deep, and a youngster finds it. After a misplay from an adult, the youths win. Well done.
The youths.
The youths.
Brody Jesse warming up for the bottom half of this 8th inning for the Dayton Penn.
We're in Michigan, not Utah.
Yeah.
Four hits tonight for Dayton. That doesn't feel like much. It's not. But two have left the yard. Lansing has just 5 hits, but they have never led in tonight's game. 0-2 pitch. Fastball outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
I mean, the Dragons have stranded 4 runners, 2 in the second, 2 in the sixth. That's it. They've made them count.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. Good pitch from Grant Judkins. So he bounces back after the walk and the home run. Gets 2 ground outs and a strikeout. Home half of the 8th. Coming up next, 4-2, Dayton.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
You ever find yourself asking yourself at home who'd win in American Gladiator, Adam or Jesse? Well, I don't know. I'd like to find out.
It's Adam.
Two fans.
I know.
Just went at it in the middle of the 8th down there. I'm telling you what, Jesse. Right in front of the Dayton dugout, they were into it down there. Standing on a squishy pad, basically like a log.
Got to leave it all out there on the field, Adam.
And boy, did they. Now, they have now exited the field. Somebody won, somebody lost. I think we should do it sometime. We should get down there. It's kind of looked like whack-a-mole.
Brody Jesse is the new man into the ball game for the Dayton Dragons. Meanwhile, Carlos Jorge has moved out to center field. Jalen the second there, slowly working him back from injury, hence him departing here late. Yan Contreras is the new second baseman.
All right, there you go.
I do not think that it would be close between you and me.
Really, I think it would be close.
Adam is highly athletic, and I'm a lovely person.
Highly is a little bit too much. Here's the first pitch. Will Simpson takes it down in the zone, strike 1. 4-2, Dayton leads. We're in the bottom of the 8th. All right, what if you had to pick a lug nut, Jesse?
Oh.
Just think that one over.
Choose a representative for me? Yes.
The 0-1, swing and a miss. Simpson chased it. Out of everyone on the current roster.
Yes.
Who are you picking as your American Gladiator fighter?
Eduardo Rivera.
Okay.
Who you got?
Well, hold on. I want to know why you're picking Rivera.
He is 6'7", 261 pounds.
All right.
That is a big, strong man.
0-2 pitch. Up high, inside. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, that's a good pick.
All right, step up.
I'm mulling between a couple guys. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Simpson down. Chase the slider outside. One out here in this eighth inning.
His on-base streak is in jeopardy.
Yes, it is. I think I'm going to go with Will Simpson. I was thinking about Jake Garland, the starter tonight, but I think that's too much of a close pick to your guy, and he's got a couple inches on Garland.
See, so I think Eduardo's got the reach advantage. I don't think Simpson can get close enough to him.
Yeah, I just think Simpson is more athletic, though. Here's Brian Buelvas. Pitch. It's outside. Ball one.
You know what I'm about to say.
What are you going to say?
They're all athletics.
Well played. They certainly are. 4-2, Dayton leads, bottom eight, bases clear, one away. The pitch home, that's kicked back up towards the sweet level, off the roof. Is it going to come back? Waiting. It did not.
I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to hear me, and you're going to say, that's a good choice, too.
I like it.
Kevin Kuzmanov.
Oh, yeah. Kuz would take any of these guys. 1-1. That's outside. Kuz could manhandled you and I both together at the same time. Like, let's say he's got to stay on the foam pad, we don't have to. I think we'd be knocked out in like 30 seconds. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip, held on to. And we're even. Two balls, two strikes.
Should Brody Jesse strike out Brian Buelvas here, that would be 19 strikeouts in 9 innings for Dayton. He's been remarkable to open up the season.
2-2 pitch. This is outside, and we're full.
You know what opens up the door, and what has opened up the door this entire series for this Lansing offense is drawing the free pass.
They're going to have to get Will Simpson up again because he has not gotten on base. Pitch home. On the ground, but it's right at Ibarra. Down to an ear, knocks it down. Runs over to first, tags the bag himself. Two outs in the eighth.
It didn't work out for Brian Buelvas, but I've enjoyed his approach. In the last 2 years when he has struggled in Lansing, he has not gone the opposite way very much. And this year, he is more and more taking what the pitcher is giving him.
Seems like he's got the power to get that up in the air. That'll be something to watch as the year goes on. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. Slider outside. 4-2. Dayton leads Lansing. Bottom eight. Two outs. Base is clear. A righty-righty matchup here of Jesse and Bautista Jr. 1-0 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Danny has been quiet tonight. 0-3. Fly out, ground down, fly out. Lansing, as we mentioned earlier, only has 5 hits of their own. It's been a clean game on both sides. Just over 2 hours in. 2-0. Sent back off the net. A double from Bolte in the first. A home run from Masterman in the second. A single from Amaya in the fifth. A Bolte single to knock in Amaya in the fifth. Then a score chase single in the seventh. Pitch. Front door slider just off the inner edge. 3-1. Lugnuts would drop to 9-11 with a loss here tonight and look for a series split tomorrow, where Dayton would improve to 9-11 themselves. Strike two called there as Bautista Jr. had taken 2 steps to first.
Still quite a bit of baseball yet to go.
Oh, I'm doing the English Premier League broadcast where they show you the table as things stood right now. I don't like when they do that.
Should the result hold?
Gives me anxiety. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Shallow right center field. Out goes Contreras. In comes Hunter. In comes Jorge from center, though. To his left, he makes the catch. And that is going to do it. So right now, things do stay status quo. We'll see if that changes in the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler tells you all about it. We return to Jackson Field.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
Five innings from Jake Garland, three innings from Grant Judkins. And now as we go to the top of the ninth, it's the lefty Colton Johnson, who's into the contest for the Lansing Lugnuts. Dayton leads 4-2 on a two-run homer in the top of the eighth by Carlos Jorge against Judkins. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, they will be three outs away from the win. But first, they look for insurance. Lefty-lefty, Colton Johnson deals to Cade Hunter. Pops foul the first pitch off to our left, up to the sweet level, then bouncing down. Strike one. Hunter is 0-2, hit by a pitch, homered, and flied out to right. The wind and the toss from Johnson. Breaks it down. One ball, one strike. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Lansing will have Angeles, Masterman, and Amaya, likely against Brody Jesse. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back, strike two. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you alongside Adam Jackson. Thank you so much for keeping us company for Midwest League High A action. Johnson lets it fly. Breaks it down and away. Two balls and two strikes.
I thought they were just the A's.
The high A's.
Well, hi.
Hello, how are you? 2-2 from Kojo. Inside, ball three. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, let me take you back 6 years to a Lugnuts Dragons game of the past. It was April 27th, 2018. And there's ball four outside. Cade Hunter is on. A walk given out by Johnson. Bring up Ethan O'Donnell. In this one, Adam, Norberto Obeso had been activated to the Lugnuts roster earlier in the game. And so, entering the game, he put on eye black. And the eye black read, "I'm back." It had a message written on it. "I am on the right cheek, back on the left cheek." Bunt by O'Donnell, rolling foul up the left side, strike one.
A la MJ.
Yes, yes. Well, Cullen Large went 5-for-5, and it was Large in scoring position when Norberto Obeso swatted a fly ball out to left field that fell in between Narciso Crook and Miles Gordon for a walk-off RBI single, and the Lugnuts won 8-7 over Dayton. Thriller. Lefty-lefty, Johnson to O'Donnell. He drags a bunt up the right side. It rolls foul before it reaches Simpson. And there's strike two. Two failed bunt attempts by O'Donnell, who's 0-for-3 so far. that game. It was the Lugnuts who were up 4-2. But then Dayton scored 5 consecutive runs. They led 7-4. And then Lansing scored the final 4 runs of the game to win it 8-7. The Lugnuts and the Dragons have played some thrillers over the years. Roller coasters. 4-2 Dayton here in the ninth. Nobody out. The pitch. O'Donnell takes the ball outside. Here today in the top of the second inning. Dayton led 1-0 on Nabarro RBI single. The Lugnuts tied it in the home half on a Masterman homer. In the fourth inning, Hunter homered, putting Dayton up 2-1. The Lugnuts tied it in the fifth on a Bolte RBI single. Johnson buries one down in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes on O'Donnell. The key blow right now was struck by Carlos Jorge. In the top of the eighth inning with Jay Allen the second aboard, lined a 2-run homer out over the high right field wall. 4-2 Dayton. Cade Hunter's at first, nobody out. Colton Johnson kicks, offers. Breaking ball inside. Not caught cleanly by Amaya. No worries. 3 balls and 2 strikes on a second straight batter.
Well, certainly can't afford to give up any more if you're Lansing and Colton Johnson. This Dayton offense has done it again, as you mentioned, Jesse, with the home runs.
Payoff. Swing and a miss. Johnson fans O'Donnell. 88 miles an hour above the zone. He chased ball 4. In previous years, when the K-Man has struck out, that has meant pizza. This year, it means free cookie dough to 4 lucky rows.
Whoa.
Leo Balcazar takes a ball, skipping down and in and then away from Amaya. Not far, but far enough, and he couldn't locate it. And Hunter flies up to second. Wild pitch for Johnson. Well, now insurance run into scoring position. 1 out, top of the ninth, 4-2 Dayton.
Kind of missed the free pizza, but wow, cookie dough, that's...
I will take care of pizza for you.
That's pretty intriguing.
I will treat you for pizza. It won't cost a dollar, but here's the toss. Hi. Dollar deal day. What do you want, Adam? I'd like pizza.
Jesse.
Hey, here's cookie dough with the K-Man. I am in the mood for pizza. Adam, I need to get you some pizza.
I do need to try the new ballpark pizza here.
Leo Balcazar takes a ball outside, 3-0. I like it.
We got all summer. I think I'll be able to snag some.
Two of all summer. Today's game number 20.
They play 132, right?
Yes, they do. 3-0. Strike called inside corner. The cookie dough is currently getting passed out behind home plate to the left side. Bianca heading it out to those 4 lucky rows.
Up here, Bianca.
3-1 from Johnson. Balcazar fouls it away. Count is full on a 3rd consecutive batter.
This feels like a summer crowd tonight, doesn't it?
Well, it's felt like summer weather. It has also had that laid-back feel throughout. A payoff pitch. Well, wait as Johnson steps off and looks the runner back to second.
Have you seen these balloon hats that are going on down here?
I have not.
Oh, man. We got some great-looking, colorful balloon hats being worn by the fans.
Logan Tanner on deck. I'll take a look after this payoff. Runner breaks. The pitch lined. Over second. A leap, but Halter couldn't get it. It's a base hit in the right center. And Cade Hunter's around to score on the RBI single by Balcazar. Kobe Halter stands 6-1. If he was a little taller, maybe he snags it. As it is, Dayton 5, Lansing 2.
I mean, we're hitting the bottom of the ninth if he grabs that. It's a double play. The inning's over. It's a 2-run game. It just gets over his outstretched hands. I mean, O'Donnell, or check that Hunter, he was running, so he had no chance to get back to second base. If Halter grabs that, he's tagging 2, and that's it. But unfortunately, what we saw from Dayton last night, where they're getting every bounce, every bloop, that is a deadly one right there to give them a 3-run advantage.
You talk about a bloop and a blast earlier in this game. The story has been about the blasts, but they get the bloop here. The pitching coach, Don Schulte, visits the mound. Elsewhere around the Midwest League right now, finals to tell you about. Quad Cities in South Bend. The River Bandits defeated the Cubs 12-7. Cubs pitching has not been great to open up this year, and their record falls to 6-14. South Bend will be arriving in town on Tuesday. It was Lake County over West Michigan 8-1. The Captains improved to 10-9. The Whitecaps fall to 8-12. Great Lakes routed Fort Wayne 14-3. The Loons are now 13-7. The Tin Caps are 8-11. We resume. The number 9 hitter, Logan Tanner, batting. One on, one out, one run in. The pitch, low from Johnson.
You saying the Whitecaps are going to be in last place if Dayton wins this game?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. The Whitecaps are 8-12. Dayton is 8-11. They would be. Johnson to the plate. High fly, lofted out in the direction of Masterman. Cam into the alleyway underneath. He's got the catch. Staggered at the last moment, but no worries in the end. Now back to first base, Balcazar. Two outs. Top of the order time for the Dragons. Dayton leading 5-2 in the ninth. Beloit and Cedar Rapids, a doubleheader. And the Colonels won 8-1 before falling 9-4. There's one other game currently in progress. Wisconsin and Peoria, they're in the top of the second inning. And scoreless from Peoria, Illinois. Here's your look around the MWL. Here's the pitch. Jay Allen II. Foul tipped. Here into the mid of Amaya for strike one. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Dayton. Two runs, five hits, one error for the Lugnuts. Johnson deals, and a breaking ball bounced over Johnson. There's Halter, grabs, throws, and Simpson receives. Side retired. Difficult play for Halter considering the speed of Jay Allen II, but it was converted. In the top of the ninth, Dayton scores one on one walk, one base hit, one man left. The lead is now 3 for the Dragons. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning, Dayton 5, Lansing 2.
Sense what to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter, as in I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Might there be some ninth inning magic at Jackson Field today? The Lugnuts are trailing Dayton 5-2. Ari Bielanalis, Cameron Masterman, Carlos Amaya coming up. 6, 7, 8 batters with the crowd roaring. And Brody Jesse returns to the hill. Ari Bielanalis is 0-2 with a strikeout looking, a walk, and a bunt out. Right-hander against right-hander. The Gonzaga Bulldog, Jesse, kicks and deals. Slider way outside into the backstop. You go back in this series. The last 3 days, this Lugnuts offense had scored 11 runs, 9 runs, and 10 runs. Quieted today by Lyons, Bell, and Jesse. The deal, A ground ball shot toward short, backhanded by Balcazar, spins and throws. He's saved at first base. Infield single to open up the bottom of the ninth.
You said it, this crowd is alive, and they're going to try and will this Lugnuts team to rally in the ninth.
We understand the atmosphere in this park and how it can start to rock. Cameron Masterman now, who is homer today. 5-2 Dragons. First pitch, outside from Jesse. This was how he started on the lace. Ball one. Brody Jesse has only allowed two runs all year. That's in 9 1/3 innings. Come set. Let's it fly. Bounce right back. Fastball is 91 miles an hour from Jesse. It jumps on you. And that slider is no joke.
Pit crew forgot that there was a net right in front of him. Thought that was going to hit him.
I would flinch too. I do not blame them. That's when your lizard brain takes over. The pitch, fouled up and away right side. A ball, two strikes on Masterman.
Your lizard brain, eh?
Your lizard brain. Scientific terms, Adam.
Of course.
Jeffrey Sierra, coaching for the Dayton Dragons, stepped outside the dugout just to direct the defense. Brody Jesse out of Anchorage, Alaska. He brings a 1-2 pitch to Cameron Masterman. Runner takes off. The pitch swatted high in the air out to center. Back goes Carlos Jorge. Back he goes. It hits high off the wall, and then it bounces right past him. Ari Bielanales is around to score. Masterman streaks for third. He's held up. A third of the plate arrives, and very late. An RBI triple for Cameron Masterman. Dayton 5, Lansing 3.
Wow, and if they don't give up that run in the top of the ninth, the tying run would be 90 feet away, but still you're going to bring the tying run to the plate. What a night for Cameron Masterman. He has absolutely blasted a couple of baseballs.
And now the batter is Carlos Amaya. The pitch. Amaya skies it foul off the right side. Tying run is at home plate for the Lansing Lugnuts.
Amaya swinging at the first pitch, you would have thought.
He's 1-for-3 today. Amaya single in the fifth inning, allowed him to come in with the Lug's second run of the day. The pitch, he chops it up the middle and in the center field, the base hit. Masterman scores. Jorge lobs into second. RBI single, Amaya. It's a one-run game. Dragons 5, Lugnuts 4, and still nobody out in the bottom of the ninth.
And nobody warming up there for the Dragons. The energy from the crowd, we talked about it coming in. They have helped spark a little rally here.
Pitching coach Brian Garman convenes the whole infield around. Brody Jesse had allowed two runs all year coming into this bottom of the ninth, and it has gone single, RBI triple, RBI single to greet it. The number 9 hitter, Jose Escorche, is coming up, and then the top of the order. Could the Lugnuts break the hearts of the Dayton bullpen again?
It's going to be an interesting finish.
These games have all been interesting.
Been a great series, no doubt about it. And Lansing would love to get that comeback win after they got beat 14-10 last night.
14-10 in a game that they trailed 14-1, then scored 9 runs in the bottom of the eighth. That was interesting. 5-4, Dayton has the lead. The game-winning run at the plate, Jose Escorche, the pitch. Outside from Jesse. Ball one in the 94-mile-an-hour fastball, but he took it just off the edge.
Can't hit into a double play here because you got the big bats waiting.
Righty, righty. Here it comes. Ground ball left side, grabbed by Stewart. Throws to second, one over to first base. It's two. And he did what Adam just said he couldn't do. 5-4-3 right around the horn. Two outs and nobody on. So if Lansing wants to reignite things, it will have to start with the leadoff man, Colby Halter. Dayton 5, Lansing 4. The left-handed hitting Halter waits. The pitch. Down low, ball one.
Well, it's been a real tough night here for Colby Halter. It would be a great opportunity for him to keep this game alive, to bring up the hottest hitter waiting on deck.
0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. Here it comes from the righty, Brody Jesse. Missed inside. Keep in mind, Colby Halter, second in the Midwest League with 17 walks drawn. And his job is to get on base. Henry Bolte is the man waiting in the wings. Set. The pitch from Jesse. That tails to the outside corner. At a called strike. These lug nuts battling down to the very end. Wind has been blowing out to right field all day. Time. Pitch clock infraction. Ball three for Halter. The crowd makes itself known. Halter swings and misses the fastball. Full count. Time granted to Colby. Two runs home for the Lugnuts. Trailing the Dayton Dragons 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs and nobody on. How big did that insurance run for Dayton in the top half look now?
Massive.
Halter waits. Jesse sets. 3-2. Ground ball right side, grabbed by second baseman Contreras. The photo first not handled by Barra. Halter digs for second. Jesse's throw in, one hops to Balcazar. He applies the tag. This game is over. Halter slaps himself on the helmet twice, understanding that was not the move to make in this spot. Dayton survives. 5-4, your final.
Oh, man, a massive mistake right there. First, he swings it ball four. Second, Contreras puts a good throw right there. Ibarra just doesn't catch it. And then, because he's sprinting down the line, he can't stop himself until basically he gets to the fringe of the outfield grass. So the turn is wide, and the perimeter to get over to second is longer. Instead of turning back to the bag because he had already entered into fair territory, elected to go to second, and the game ends with the hottest batter ready to walk into the box. Just a massive mistake right there for Halter. You feel for him right now.
Brody Jesse on the backup right there at the right spot, because if he's not there, that throw that was not caught by Ibarra is just going to keep on moving.
Fundamentally, great job by Jesse to be in the position to back up. But wow, what a way for this one to finish.
So Dayton has won 3 of the first 5 games of this series, and we've got a finale coming tomorrow that the Lugnuts will need to win to split the series. Dayton will want to win to clinch the series win on the road. On the righty, Javier Rivera takes the hill for the Dragons at 1:05 p.m. Lansing has its opening day tandem. James Gonzalez and Mitch Myers have been consistently, I would say, perhaps the Lugnuts' best pair, perhaps one of the Lugnuts' best pitching pairs all year for tomorrow's game.
Well, it's tough for Lugnuts. I mean, you're playing a team that has come into this game, come into this series in last place, and Lansing's got a 2-1 series lead, and now they've dropped the last two, and now you're looking at just trying to salvage a split. The Nuts just, they haven't played their best baseball at home this year, but, yep, you got to rely on those two tomorrow to get you out of this and earn the split before you head to a second series at home next week. But give the Dragons a ton of credit. They have won some tough baseball games out here, and they have a chance to win a series on the road. It would be pretty impressive after they just got taken 4-6 last week at home.
Dayton improves to 9-11 with the win. The Lugnuts fall to 9-11 with the loss. Tomorrow, Capital City Market, Kids Day. So, gates open up at noon, and boy, balloon animals and face painting and the inflatables. Kids run the bases after the game, then the extra inning with ice cream and Big Lug across the street at Capital City Market. Adam will be there eating his ice cream. Maybe Alon will be there eating his ice cream.
You're solo tomorrow, Jesse. I'm at an unknown baseball game tomorrow. So
baseball game, parts unknown.
That's right.
I'm fired up to hear about it.
Yes, indeed. Well, right. Hey, man.
Good luck.
Good luck to the Lugnuts and to you and what should be a really fun. This has been a compelling series. Very
yes.
compelling. Two teams battling. And I'm sure tomorrow is going to be very adventurous as well.
I look forward to it. And then I'll see you for the South Bend Cup Series.
Look forward to it, man.
Because the Lugnuts are staying home after Monday's off day. South Bend comes to town on Tuesday for a six-game series starting then. The Lugnuts and the Cubs High A affiliates.
Unpack your suitcase, will you?
Oh, my suitcase.
It's been a week.
It's been unpacked. Because I've needed to do laundry. Mondays are for laundry.
Uh-huh.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping us company. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. What's more, your final score, Dayton 5, Lansing 4. Here's wishing you well from Michigan State Capitol. Take care and go Nuts.